Blog Talk Radio.
Dynamic. I probably did a bit too much chatting yesterday. I was in the studio, probably my last visit before we get to the part of putting all of the fine-tuned finishing touches to the CD. Very excited about that, and we will be talking more about that in the weeks and days to come. Right off the top today, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to be chatting about. Today, we will be spending some time remembering Trayvon Martin, and we will be giving you some updates on where George Zimmerman's trial is currently at, or the status of the trial. We also will be giving much love and a grand shout out to our small business of the week, which is Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes Food Truck. Love them, so we'll be giving a shout out to them. We're also going to be giving a shout out to candidate Alan Hendricks, who is running for Boynton Beach City Commission District 3. Going to give him some love. We are also going to discuss, if you all have not heard about it, and quite honestly, I'm not sure why they're not talking about it more. There are stories here and there, but we're talking about this asteroid specifically 2012 DA-14, which is on track, headed to our part of the Universal neighborhood. So we're going to talk about that a bit as well. We also are going to be talking about facial hair, and more specifically, women's facial hair, on what is the origin of it, and is this an actual medical condition? So that is what is on our table today for us to chat about, all righty? So we're going to take one real quick shout out and pause for the cause for one of our local businesses, and we'll be right back. Grab yourself a cup of coffee and sit down and let's get ready to chat. Have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell him Cleo sends her love. All righty then. Well, those of you who had an opportunity yesterday to watch the news or take a peek at CNN or MSNBC or any of your local channels, especially those of us who reside in the state of Florida, there were many local events that went on yesterday that celebrated Trayvon Martin's life. Trayvon would have been 18 years old yesterday. For those of you who who may have been perhaps in another universe and do not know the name Trayvon Martin, let me just catch you up. Trayvon's death, actually, in my personal opinion, was the catalyst or that trigger point that brought so much attention in the year 2012, which I often regard as the year of the gun, brought so much attention to certain things that were going on with the particular law here, and that this law is in many states in the United States, the Stand Your Ground law. And it almost seemed that the death, the horrible, unfortunate death of Trayvon certainly started what seemed like a ripple effect. And then there was Aurora, and then there was the shooting at the Sikh temple, and then there was Sandy Hook. And there were all manner of little events that took place throughout the year where guns seemed to be the focus. And had guns not been a part of the equation, there would be a great many people still living. Apparently, as much as we can tell, and certainly the trial has not started, but given what was shared with us via the media, as well as Trayvon's parents, as much as they did know, and some of the witnesses to the incident, which again, that is also a little bit blurred and a bit vague. But before we go any further, love out, heart and healing to Tracy Martin, father of Trayvon Martin, and Sabrina Fulton, mother of Trayvon Martin, as well as to the Martin family and friends. For those of us who are parents, for those of us who have lost family members far, far too young, our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, and our prayers are with you and continued healing. This is not an easy process by any stretch of the imagination for any mother or any father. Trayvon was murdered on February 26, 2012, just a couple of weeks after his birthday. Actually, not even two full weeks after his birthday. And he was walking home to his father's house. He was visiting his father in Sanford. And apparently they live in a development. And rain had just started to fall, and he was watching a ball game with his dad. But he ran out for a bag of Skittles and an Arizona tea. And so, unfortunately, the story often begins just so. Mr. George Zimmerman, who was a resident in the same complex or development, rather, perceived in his mind that Trayvon posed some sort of threat, accosted Trayvon. He also did call the police. The police asked him not to pursue Trayvon, that they were on their way. Mr. Zimmerman saw to make his decision differently and pursued Trayvon Martin, ultimately resulting in Trayvon Martin being mortally shot. Mr. Zimmerman perceives in his mind's eye that it was self-defense. And therein lies the rub. Because unfortunately, and as much as we have been able to ascertain in the last year or so, is that there were witnesses to sound, etc. But there was no actual witness to the events that led up to Trayvon's demise. Just in recent days, the judge who is presiding over this trial received a request from Mr. Zimmerman's attorneys, Mr. O'Mara, for a request for a postponement or an extension of time. The request was propagated by the fact that they feel they need more time to prepare for a trial, and the judge respectfully disagreed. Therefore, the trial is set to begin June 10th, 2013. No, there will be a day of remembrance and a community peace walk and forum in Miami. It is being hosted by the Martin Fulton attorneys, the firm that they work for. And that is the, let's see, what is the name of the firm? Parks and Crump Law Firm. It is a Tallahassee-based law firm. The event will be Saturday, this coming Saturday, which is the 9th, I believe. Let me just make sure. I don't want to give you all any bad information. Yes, it is the 9th. And it will begin at 10 a.m. at Ives Estate Park in Miami. So you can visit the Parks and Crump Law Firm, and they have any additional details regarding the events honoring Trayvon Martin and an attempt to move forward and to further educate our youth as well as the adults in our community. Unfortunately, in the state of Florida, it is a gun-toting state. And anybody who takes offense to that, you just really need to look out your window or read your local newspaper to know that that is the case. The other day, I informed you all about a law that Governor Rick Scott did some foolishness with, and it absolutely makes no freaking sense that you would have permission to shoot your gun up into the air from your backyard without any kind of consequence, and that smaller municipalities cannot scribe ordinances to prevent those types of things. My daddy always used to say, bullet don't know no name. You understand? And so if a bullet don't know no name and you fly it up into the air, it have to come down somewhere, you know. And sometimes that can be into somebody's front window, that can be into somebody's roof of somebody's car. And so one would hope that caution is enough to keep you from doing something arrogant and stupid and idiotic. But my cousin used to say it is everyone's God-given right to be stupid. So as I prattle on, and God knows I can, because again, I am not in opposition to the Second Amendment. Absolutely, people should have the right to bear arms to protect their home. I don't think that you need to have an AK-47 or any other kind of assault weapon that shoots off 40 rounds in 60 seconds. That's enough. You understand? That's over the top. So I am not at all opposed to the Second Amendment. I am, however, greatly frustrated by the lack of accountability and responsibility on any number of levels, whether it be local government, federal government, state government, as well as the responsibility of the NRA and the gun manufacturer. So I put all of us in the same boat and recognize that we have to. It's not going to happen without us participating. And we are talking about protecting our children. You understand? And so whether they are 4, 5, or 6 years old, or it is a child who is 17 years old, because we lost two amazing children last year to nonsensical, idiotic gun violence. And here's the vibe. Neither one of these individuals were crazy. You understand? These were adults who owned guns, period. There was no mental illness. And I am offended by the drive or the propaganda to make this about mental illness and not about gun responsibility and not about regulating guns that don't need to be accessible to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that doesn't have anything in their background that would indicate that they shouldn't own a gun. You understand where I'm coming from? But we have to begin this with education. So I have enough respect for the Parks and Crump Law Firm and enough respect for Jamie Foxx as well as Cedric the Entertainer. Often those that have popular faces, those that are celebrities, not that it is an expectation, but it is certainly a welcome inspiration when they decide to come and participate side by side with everyday folk who are just trying to navigate the journey. So again, enough respect to all of the individuals who come out on Saturday to participate. There are different events happening throughout Broward County, Palm Beach County, up in Orlando, Sanford. So if you are curious, by all means, go online. There are a number of vibrations out there. So I just wanted to bring you all up to date. Some of you, I know, were uncertain as to George Zimmerman's age, and I believe he will be celebrating his 30th birthday this year. Now, certainly, I would imagine that that's not going to be the happiest birthday that he will remember, but certainly right now he is a free man, and he has not been convicted, and certainly in this country, everyone has a right to a trial. George Zimmerman was formally charged and is formally charged with second-degree manslaughter. And there are many people who may not be happy with that charge. However, I do believe that they did come up with this charge because there is so much gray area in this vibration in light of these Stand Your Ground law that exists on the books here in Florida. So we will keep you posted and we will stay very attuned to the upcoming months and the activities that will be happening around this trial. I'm not the type of person who is going to start to get people riled up about what I see and what's forthcoming. We will deal with it as it approaches and we will stay committed to that. I am uncertain as to how we will deal with it on Conversations with Cleo. That may be a time frame when each day during the trial we will give a Reader's Digest or a encapsulated version of the events and things that are going on locally. Certainly, we know that the things that make it onto the media have been edited and condensed to fit into a 15-20 second soundbite. Here we will give you the real deal and what is actually going on and what people in the state of Florida, particularly South Florida, will be feeling and saying. All right, so that is something that we are committed to here. All right, my dears, I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause, grab a little bit more coffee, and I'll be right back in two shakes. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Dog Pack Snacks are made by hand in small batches from Grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack Snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Hello, my dears. Those of you out there who might be listening to me live and might want to give me a call, check in, join the conversation, you can reach me at 347-826-9597. That's 347-826-9597. All righty then. You know, I'm going to go ahead and keep the conversation moving forward, but before I do that, I want to give a quick announcement here. It's what I call a public service announcement, but it's not the traditional kind. But check it out. Come out tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. for a meet and greet. Come out and support your community. Come out and support Alan Hendricks, who is running for Boynton Beach City Commissioner, District 3. We are all going to be hanging out at 1601 South Federal Highway at Rice, which is a fabulous restaurant, fine Thai and Asian fusion cuisine. Lovely people, small business. Very active, opened up in the area in District 3 when things were a little bit rough. And they have been diligent. They have been steadfast in building their reputation in the Boynton Beach area right there off of Federal. And I believe that is Woolbright. So I'll be there tonight and I'll be there with my partner. So if you have a chance to come on out, by all means, come and meet Alan Hendricks. He is the individual who is going to work for you. His work with the city commission prior was an extension of his activism. His running for the seat of District 3 city commissioner is a continued effort on his part of his activism and his commitment to his community and to be willing to say that if there's a problem in his area, the buck stops with him. He's all about communicating with his neighbors. He is committed, and I know I'm being redundant, but I need you all to hear this. He is committed to his community. For the last 3 weekends, he has been out there talking with people, chatting with people, visiting people at their various businesses. He is actually doing what he is trying to create, and that is a walkable community. So I'm hoping to be able, before the things get too hurried, I'm hoping to be able to get out there with him one Saturday and walk around. So if I come to your door and you live in Boynton Beach and you live in District 3, Miss Cleo might be ringing your doorbell and saying, hey, come with me and help me support Alan Hendricks. If you want more information on Alan's format, you can visit him at www.alanhendricks, that's alanhendricks.com. All right, peace. I know that I promised this individual, because he is a dear friend to me, I often call him my brother from a different mother. I promised him my support and my heart, and I am going to keep my word. So I don't normally do those kinds of functions, but guess what? I'm gonna be there tonight. So if you come out, you'll see me there. Now, I want to move on to something that's equally as important. I find it almost a bit amusing, but it's interesting what I actually find amusing. Those of you, hopefully, have heard about the asteroid that is making a path for our neighborhood. Not because I don't want to say it's making a path for planet Earth, because then people will start screaming and running and overreacting. This asteroid, this mass, this space mass is headed in our direction without a doubt. All right. However, comma, according to Dr. Yeoman, and it may be Yeoman, but I'm saying Yeoman, a NASA specialist for near-Earth objects. Now, we're going to come back to that, but they're specialists for that kind of thing. I had no idea. What you don't know. See, this is where all the money goes. There are job descriptions out there that are absolutely beyond and above my pay grade. You know. Anyway, Dr. Yeoman insists, and I quote, "We know exactly where it's going and it cannot hit Earth." Now, I certainly am not trying to say that, and it has been named. So give you the, actually it has a code, if you would. And of course, 300 years from now, somebody will think that this is some kind of deep code. But the asteroid has been labeled 2012, D as in day, David or day, and A as in apple, 14. So 2012, the 14. And I'm sure that the DA stands for something far more lofty, but I just thought a duh would work. Or a da, I don't know. 2012 DA 14. So if you might want to Google that, you know, as you move through and you want to hear about the important news, so the fact that there's an asteroid moving in our direction might be pertinent to some future planning. Now, it is said, according to NASA, so none of this is coming from CLIO, all right? It is said that the asteroid is traveling at a rate of 17,450 miles per hour. That's kind of on the fast side, eh? It is also stated by NASA that this mass will come closer to Earth than any other object that has been recorded in history thus far. It also is reported that stargazers, perhaps with a good telescope or some really good binoculars, will be able to see it in Eastern Europe, Asia, and Australia. Now, oddly enough, that sounds like a clip from one of the many movies, you understand, that said that something was on its way. So I want you all to keep all of that in mind. There, I don't perceive that there is any fear either. The arrival date, according to NASA, is in and around February 15th, all right? Now, that is the day after Valentine's Day, so that would really be a bummer if an asteroid, you know, clocked Earth the day after Valentine's Day, because that'll be a lot of money spent, and wow, those flowers won't even have a chance to dry up, and nobody will get a chance to eat all of the chocolates. No, I'm not being glib. I apologize. I'm not being glib. But here's the thing. We have to keep everything in perspective. Here's one of the things that we might want to recognize, even though NASA has not spoken to it. I would imagine that they have their reasons. But this mass will be closer to us than any of our communication satellites. I am talking about cell phone, GPS, weather satellites, things of that nature. So we know where those have to be in order to be effective here. So if that asteroid will be a bit closer, I think it's by 1,000 miles or so, we may entertain or we may encounter some serious bumps and grinds with our television reception, with our phone reception, or any of your comlink receptions, laptop, computer, any kind of vibration, even those cars that are out there with full computer panels in them. You understand that maybe you cannot see for some of the smart cars that they tell you that the car is on, they tell you how much gas you have, and they talk to you. Those kinds of electronics may indeed encounter some kind of frequency interruption or scrambling or anything of that nature. So in the days before the 15th, backups, do your backups, you know, make sure that your computer is protected, make sure that you have all of those type of technical vibrations that you would need should you find yourself in a position to have to recover. I am going to be doing the same thing. I am going to take one of those little, what do they call, flash drives, and I am going to put all of my important things onto that flash drive, and then make sure even in my software on my laptop that I will have backed up everything so that I have a copy as current as possibly the 13th of February. So I'm hoping that you all are hearing me when I am sharing this kind of advice. It's not so much about something knocking the planet off of its axis. It is actually far, far, far more practical that these are the types of vibrations that all of us may be encountering. Now, they may be a bit more intense in the Eastern Europe area, Asia or Australia, or it could be just the opposite. So just be aware. Most of what they are saying with regard to the size of the asteroid is it is about half the space of a football field. And that is what Dr. Yeoman is saying. Certainly, we all know that there are millions of asteroids throughout the solar system, and they come in all kind of shapes and sizes and depths, and they are made up of different gases and different masses and so on and so forth. You know, they can be as tiny as a beach ball, or they can be as large as, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest. You know, it really, there is no way to say that there is one size fits all. So, you know, again, I am hoping that in the movement of this asteroid, that NASA actually can come away with some pertinent information as we move forward. Again, Dr. Yeoman is saying that the asteroid will be flying, quote unquote, south to north past planet Earth. And again, like I said, it will be about 17,200 miles away from our planet's surface. Now, I stutter with our planet because I love the line from Keanu Reeves where it says, what do you mean your planet, you know? So from the planet that we inhabit, all right? So it's interesting how NASA will be preparing for this. They apparently will ping it with a signal from a satellite dish for a few days to get a better idea of what its actual makeup is. And I'm not quite sure how that works. You know, NASA keeps everything very hush-hush. Rightfully so. You know, and here's another, you know, point that they bring to the table is that 20 years ago, no one would have discovered 2012 DA14. Scientists spotted it nearly a year ago from an observatory in southern Spain. Today, my goodness, you know, specialists, you know, who how do they quote it in NASA, who are focused, or their expertise is near-Earth objects. Now, the fact that you have to have a specialist for that makes me think that we have no idea how many near-Earth masses there are out there floating around in the neighborhood, because they just don't give us the intel. But the fact that today's specialists or asteroid specialists can track an asteroid, so they claim, 100 years into the future. So clearly, in the last 20 years, the technology has exploded, if you would. It has gone beyond. One of the reasons, though, that also there is pertinent information with NASA, at least trying to determine what the actual maybe metal or mineral base of this asteroid is, because there could be hope. There could be all manner of questions that get answered, all manner of conclusions and hypotheses that may just get tossed into the dumpster once they recognize, or once they investigate, if you would. I just don't want the investigation to be anything that has a negative ripple effect, either on the solar system, the universe, or on us here on planet Earth. I'm also curious if there will be any solar flare activity in and around that time, and I'll be going down that rabbit hole as well. Now, again, we will give you an update on Friday as to any new information there may be about asteroid DA-114, all right? But just again, bear in mind that it's a good idea to make sure that you have backed up everything that you have, because 8 days from the 15th, Mercury will go retrograde. And while the scientists, or the near-Earth specialists, near-Earth object specialists may not be on the same vibe as I am, but I know that Mercury starts to burp you know, it starts to get sleepy. It starts to nod off as early as 2 weeks prior to a full retrograde. So I'm not so sure that Dr. Yeomans or Dr. Yeoman should be so adamant in what his quote-unquote predictions are, even though he is a specialist and I am not. I'm just saying. You understand? All right, my dears, we're going to take another quick pause for the cause. And when we come back, I will be sharing with you information about hirtuism, which is the condition that creates excessive facial hair for women. So we'll be right back. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Today we're going to talk about another piece of subject matter that is very close to me, and that is hirtuism. And hirtuism is excessive facial, chest, or back hair on women. Here's as much as I can break it down in a simple way, because most of the information that I have gleaned over the years has been from different articles, but the Mayo Clinic itself has been doing research for quite some time about the reasons and the origins of hirtuism. When you begin to mature, there is a male hormone called androgens, which helps take that fuzzy little hair on your face when you are younger and turn it into a darker, curlier, coarser hair known as terminal hair. Hirtuism is the excessive growth or the existence, rather, of excessive or an excess of androgens in a woman's body, which then will result in hirtuism. All right. I hope I didn't jumble that up too much for you to get a clear sense of what I'm saying. So what actually happens, and I'll go over it one more time, what actually happens once you have acquired terminal hair, unwanted terminal hair can be the result of entirely too many of these male hormones in a woman. And that's pretty much the bottom line. Now, there are some reasons, and medical ones that they give for hirtuism or the excessive terminal hair for women. The first one is polycystic ovary syndrome. There is also Cushing's syndrome. There is congenital adrenal hyperplasia, as well as various medications. And then the last one, for absolutely no reason at all that they can document, that is medical. And that's the category that I have fallen into. I am a very tall woman. However, I have been growing hair on my chin since I was 11 years old, which is about the time that I went through puberty and started my period, etc., etc. And I remember my father, I mean, and you know, kids are cruel. Kids were cruel then, kids are crueler now, if you ask me. But they were cruel, and so they made fun of me. And my dad had said, "Look, sweetie, why don't you get a pair of tweezers and pull them?" And I said, "Daddy, I can't pull this much hair out of my chin. I'd be pulling all night long." And he said, "Well, whatever you do, don't shave it." You know, and there is the old myth that if you shave hair, it comes back in thicker, etc., etc. Well, it does come back in coarser, which may give the simulation of thicker or growing more, but it does indeed come back in coarser. And, of course, I didn't listen. You know, when do you listen? In puberty, teenager, you don't listen to nothing. And subsequently, at this point in time in my journey from age 11, when I probably could get away with shaving once every 3 months, now as I stand, as I live, I shave every single morning, just like a man, if I don't want to have stubble. Now, during certain periods of my life, it was okay for me not to shave. I was making a statement and probably moving through the vibration a little bit differently. However, for those women who may not be lesbians and may not have the perks that I did as a lesbian to having hair on my face, it can be a very traumatic experience. It can cause you to constantly overwear makeup or not go out of your home without makeup. Even though children can be cruel, here's the thing. You run into idiotic, stupid adults who can be three times as hurtful. Because I have had more than one child look up and say, "Mommy, why does that woman have hair on her face?" And I have had adults, though, look at me across the counter, see the hair on my chin, and call me sir. And that was back when my boobs were a 44 double D. And if you are a sensitive individual, and in this country, women are supposed to be perfect and beautiful all the time, it can make you feel away. It can really chip away at your soul and your self-esteem. Now, I was always a little bit too arrogant when I was young, and I didn't have to shave as often, and I didn't get any scarring. But over the years, I tried different things, and let me tell you something, electrolysis is not for black pigmented skin or pigmented skin with a hue of that of a black person, whether they be a light black person or whether they be a dark black person. Electrolysis will scar your face. So now, as I stand, I get here above my lip, and many people have the little sexy mustache. I have more than that. I can get hair above that lip. I get hair on either side of my chin, and I get hair underneath the base of my neck. And by the end of the evening, trust me, I have a 5 o'clock shadow. And I've had friends over the years that have said, "Oh, please, we don't pay any attention to it. Get over it." They've been quite insensitive. It's not that I don't love them, but they had no basis of comparison to understand how painful this is. Now, even though I perceive that mine is wretched, I have seen some women that, oh my goodness, they grow a beard like a man. I don't grow one quite that filled in, but it's there. I have seen women who have sideburns that are bushy and they have hair underneath. I have known a couple of black women. Now, black women, I have not known any white women that would admit to this. They probably don't, and they probably go and have something done. But I have known several black women who have had a little bush of hair in between their breasts, in their chest. And I have to tell you, these women were a powerful example for me, because both of them were very proud of the hair in between their chest. And in Jamaica, they look on a woman who has hair on her chin or hair in her chest, and they call that a strong woman. You understand? Every man wants a strong woman. You know what? No weak woman. You understand? So even there, it is a different vibration. It is a different level. In many Caribbean islands and in many South American islands, it is the mark of a witch or the mark of a person who is a seer and has very different kinds of abilities. And so again, in my culture, in my household, in my life, I was told by the female elders that it was a good thing, that I had the gift of sight and that I had the gift of much more. And so if you can embrace that at the forefront, then you're probably okay. But in America, it's a horrible thing. And women have been rude and cruel to me and said, "Oh my goodness, why don't you go get something done about it?" And those were typically white women, though. I'm not trying to draw a line. I'm just saying, "Why don't you go get something done about that? Why don't you do this different? Why don't you do that?" They would almost be angry with me. And I didn't understand it when I was younger. And now I don't really give a shit anymore. But I do want to let women out there who are really struggling with this
to first embrace yourself. You are beautiful. And in the last 4 years, I have to tell you, my partner, who I absolutely adore, has been a catalyst for helping me to get stronger in self and move past it, and to really just embrace myself. So even though I still wear makeup to camouflage it a bit, I don't go after the camouflage that makes it look like it's not there at all. It is what it is. Now I am menopausal, and often women will grow hair on their chin or in between their chest, etc., in those places due to menopause. That is not the same as hirsutism, all right? When the androgen levels are excessively high, a process known as virilization begins. And this would include the deepening of the voice, some balding, acne, decreased breast size, enlargement of the clitoris, and increased muscle mass. Hirsutism is a real thing. It is not just an outside thing. There are many other things that may be going on. So if there is something that you are aware of, possibly in your family history, with any of the conditions that I mentioned at the top of the show, I just want you to make sure that you do take the time to reach out to family or to reach out to your doctor or even to a dermatologist. I'm not quite sure what the pathway would be to setting up an appointment and talking to someone about that. And I may have that information and put that up for you. What I have found, outside of someone recommending electrolysis, which I will not do because I do believe that it scars up people of color, women of color's faces. So what I do is I have a razor. I use different vibrations by which to make sure that I don't scar my chin. I use my shea butter. I use an argan oil just to really make sure that you take as best care of your skin as possible. I have resigned myself to the fact that I will probably be shaving until I cross over. And I got to tell you, I'm okay with it. I am so okay with it now. So those of you out there who are crying, who are feeling ashamed, who are feeling ugly, I'm going to tell you something, dear. You are beautiful. And I cannot dictate to you, nor can I recommend the best way to get through it. But what I will say is reach out to the people who love you. And to the people, and you love them, if you are part of that group that loves those women that have hair in places where women aren't necessarily supposed to have hair, and perhaps they have excessive amounts of hair in that area, be a bit more loving. Tell them how beautiful they are. There are many things on the markets, my dear. Like I said, I rely on a razor and shea butter. There are other vibrations that you can use to remove. It's all about what your skin can take. They continue, from a cosmetic perspective, they continue to come up with solutions for it as well. But first, make sure that you are healthy within your body and that the hirsutism is not a symptom of something else, all right? So, as we come to the end of this conversation today, I do want to share that Bare Essentials, if you are a shaver like I am, Bare Essentials, the makeup is wonderful. It gives it a trick kind of camouflage, and you don't feel like you're wearing a lot of caked up things. It actually works quite well while you're going through menopause. It doesn't break down like a liquid makeup. So I would recommend it highly. I wish I had started wearing it 5-10 years ago when it first came out. It's a little bit on the pricey side, but not any pricier than Bobbi Brown or MAC. All right, my dears, I love you all. And to my ladies out there who have a bit more here, know that I stand with you, my dears, in solidarity. Peace out. All right, darlings, you can tell that that was a pre-recorded show. However, I felt that it was very important to share with
all of my sistren out there who have a few more androgens than the regular, right? So we're still standing, and I'm still standing with each and every one of you in solidarity. But as we bring today's live show to an end, I want to give a focus to our business of the week, as I said at the top of the show, which is Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. You can find them under that name on Facebook. Please give them a visit and like their page. It's Dolce, D as in David, O-L-C-E, Gourmet Cupcakes, all right? Their Twitter handle is at Dolce, D-O-L-C-E, G as in George, Cupcakes, all one word. Go on there, check out where they're going to be, and let me tell you something. It will be the nicest thing you do for yourself in any given week is to go and to purchase one of those decadent, delicious, lightly wonderful, orgasmic dessert experiences. I have to take a breath. I think I started to have a hot flash. And I have not actually myself had time in the last 4 or 5 weeks to get to the Wellington food truck invasion. But I am certainly hoping that my time will allow me to get there tomorrow to see the lovely girls at Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes and to see the ladies at Best French Fries. You know, let me tell you something. Those are two of the longest lines you will continue to see at the Wellington food truck invasion. There are a few others that I haven't tried yet, so I'm not going to give them a shout out. Also, take a visit to Palette Party. Palette Party is another delicious gourmet mobile cafe, as they call it. And that is at PALATEPARTY at Palette Party. Tell them Cleo sends our love. Eh? Why not? Tell them Cleo sends a big hug. Tell them Cleo sends glad tidings. It doesn't matter. Now, mind you, you don't get a discount for saying my name. I don't want to give the wrong message. But let me tell you something. Anyone that works as hard as these wonderful women at Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, I can't imagine that it's hard work, because I say that not that they didn't work hard, because Lord God, I don't want anybody to misquote me. What I'm saying is that there's so much love in those cupcakes. I know that that love has to reside in their souls and in their hearts, and that's how it communicates into the beauty and the deliciousness that are their cupcakes. And so I know that they work very hard. They work extremely hard. When you are baking and whipping and icing and trying to keep all of these fabulous flavors straight and organized, it is more than a little bit of effort. They make it seem seamless, though. They make it seem so easy. Because, and again, when somebody makes something look easy, here's the deal. It's probably much harder. So I know that they are experts at what they do. We're still lobbying to get them on the show so that they can come and talk with us, because I would love for you all to chat with them. They are just fabuloso. And I appreciate them. And I want to give them one other heads up. They will be featured at my CD release party in March. And I cannot tell you how excited I am about that, to be able to share those delectable cupcakes with friends and family members and a few business people that I also hang out with. I am just gobsmacked. I am like a little kid waiting for Christmas, because I know that people are going to say, oh, where can we go find them? What can we do? What can we cater? What can we have? What function can we invite Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes to? And if you've had them, please make sure you go on Yelp, go on Urban Spoon, go on and give them that shout out. You all know as much as I do that nowadays the best advertising is via word of mouth, all right? So, and again, my mouth is watering because I so want a cupcake and it's been weeks. So I love you ladies at Dolce Gourmet. I'm hoping to see you out there Thursday at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. And for those of you who have not been out to the Wellington Food Truck Invasion, by all means, go on out there and take a look around, buy a little something here, buy a little something there. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. All right, my dears, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be right back. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Alrighty then, like I said, Mercury burping, solar flares, AD14 headed our direction. Who knows what kind of technical difficulties we may find ourselves navigating in the next couple of weeks. So no frustration, folks. Let's just keep it laughing. Let's just keep it moving, all right? Now, I just want to give you two promos on the shows that we have coming up on Friday, as well as a special Valentine's Day show on Saturday. On Friday, we've got Dawn, our New Jersey refugee. She is going to give us an update on all of the many things that are going on in her world and possibly give us an update on what she's hearing up in her part of the world in New Jersey. And I believe that was Seabright, New Jersey, extremely impacted by Hurricane Sandy. So I'm looking forward to talking to Dawn. We have not had a chance to talk for almost a month now. When we spoke today, she was getting over a bit of a cold, but she assures me she will be happy and ready to join us on Friday. So I am looking forward to that. And on Saturday, I am inviting back one of the wonderful women or a wonderful individual, and she is a woman, that participated in the Indie Business Women series that I did last year. And so Tina Williams will be coming and chatting with us. Actually, she's not going to be in town. The first time we did our interview, she was right here in front of me at my dining room table. Tina will be calling me from Los Angeles and phoning in her interview, if you would. And we're going to be talking about Creole Love products and how business is going. And we're also going to talk about some great ideas, some different ideas, some intriguing, sexy ideas for gifts and tokens of love that you may be sharing with your paramour with the forthcoming Valentine's Day next week. So by all means, make sure you check back and you check back frequently. Until that time, my dears, peace, love, and remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time and all our energy on the 50% that do. Peace.
Yo, this is LIV. See, I choose to keep wisdom, peace, love, movement in a 360 circle around my life. And it goes like, I'm about to run through.